Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. Peter tells us, cast all your anxiety on Christ Jesus because he cares for you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. For me, this single verse of scripture is difficult to obey because it's difficult to cast even a few of my anxieties, my worries, or my fears onto Jesus, let alone every single one of them. And even though I do warn against one verse Christianity, because when we solely rely on just one verse and ignore the verses that come before and after, the truth that we are supposed to learn is hidden from us. But from time to time, it has been beneficial for us to take a look at just one verse or even just one word of Scripture within its context and pray, God, what is it that you want me to learn, to gain, or to receive from this portion of Scripture? I regularly use that approach when I begin to preach because it's difficult, although not impossible, to preach on the entirety of an appointed Sunday lesson and keep the sermon under an hour. For instance, in today's epistle, the second reading, I quickly counted the potential for 28 different sermons. Now that's enough to cause me great anxiety should I not rely on the Holy Spirit to guide me. But everyone has anxieties, children and adults alike. But it's interesting to unscientifically note that what causes us anxiety in adulthood isn't much different than what caused us anxiety when we were children. In 2016, the Huffington Post ran a brief article about fears, similarities in children and adults using comics from college humor, illustrated by David Mercier. These are the similarities they pointed out. Children fear doctors. Adults fear doctor bills. Children fear bad dreams. Adults fear unfulfilled dreams. Children fear strangers. Adults fear crippling social anxiety. Children fear clowns. Adults fear clowns. Poor clowns, they just can't get a break no matter how old we get. But they're the least of our worries. People in England are worried about future suicide bombings after Monday's concert bombing in Manchester. People in New York are anxious after a man barreled his car through the crowded sidewalks in Times Square. And people are worried about climate change, the political climate in our country, and many other things. We cannot, nor should we, allow the Manchester bombing or the driving rampage in Times Square to make us anxious. Instead, those events should cause us to pray for the victims and the perpetrators. Remember, we are called to pray for our enemies. We shouldn't worry about climate change. Instead, we should take that worrisome energy and make sure that you and I are doing the best we can to take care of our part of God's world. We can decrease our fretting over politics by praying for our politicians, becoming informed and taking part in local and state politics, which we too often ignore. Peter tells us, cast all your anxiety on Christ Jesus, because he cares for you. Even though I haven't gone fishing for years, I still have everything I need except for live bait and a cast net. Now, fishing is a good way to relax and to relieve one's anxieties or get food to eat. But fishing can become frustrating when you take one pole with one hook and one line and put it in the water time and time again and never get a bite. Are the fish steal your bait? Our turtles sneak up underwater and eat what you've already caught. But as a teenager, I found out that I could eliminate all of that by using a cast net. You see, with a cast net, when it's thrown into the creek as the tide changes and the shrimp run, one can quickly fill up a cooler with fish and shrimp. The same is true of our anxieties. When we let Jesus have them one at a time, the devil will just pop another one in its place. We get rid of this one, he puts another one in there. He keeps us anxious all the time. But when we throw our net that is filled with all of our anxieties at Jesus, Jesus will catch our net of worries and will rid us of them because he loves us and has compassion for us, which denies the devil of his prey until we yet fill up another net of worries. When we cast our net of worries, anxieties, and fears to Jesus, it's helpful to remember what others have said. Corrie Ten Boom, who was in prison for helping many Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust, reminds us, "Worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength, carrying 2 days at once. It's moving into tomorrow ahead of time. Worry doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow, it empties today of its strength." Epictetus, a Greek philosopher, wrote, "Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems." And Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Cast all of your anxieties upon Jesus, and you will have peace, because the devil has been robbed of someone to devour. Let us pray. Eternal Holy God, I come to you burdened with worries, fears, doubts, and troubles. Calm and quiet me with peace of mind. Empty me of the anxiety that disturbs me, of the concerns that weary my spirit and weigh heavy on my heart. Loosen my grip on the disappointments and grievances I hold on to so tightly. Release me from the pain of past hurts, of present anger and tension, and of future fears. Sometimes it's too much for me, Lord, too many demands and problems, too much sadness, suffering, and stress. Renew me spiritually and emotionally. Give me new strength, hope, and confidence. Prepare me to meet the constant struggles of daily life with a deeper faith and trust in you. Let your love set me free for peace, for joy, for grace, and for life forever. Amen. What anxieties do you need to cast upon Jesus in order for you to live a life filled with love, peace, joy, and grace? What anxieties do you need to cast upon Jesus in order for you to live a life filled with love, peace, joy, and grace? We'll now have a moment of silence.